All right. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Two for Tuesday continues. 815 area code. Herb Albert. Whipped cream. I used to just stare at this album cover for 5 hours at a time. All right. Hi! Nick DiGilio here. Esmeralda Leon, who does traffic on the show, and much, much more than just does traffic, also enjoys buying items that she doesn't need if she had enough money to buy them. Obsessed with made-for-TV stuff, items that you see on TV, infomercial items. We gather up a bunch of those, describe them, and then we vote on whether Esmeralda would buy them or not. And if you want to see these items, we have pictures of the items on our Facebook page right now. So if you would like to actually see the items that we are talking about and describing in an effort to help you play along at home as to whether she would buy them or not, go to Facebook.com/Nick D Show, Facebook.com/Nick D Show to see the items that we mentioned. Okay, Dan, shall we begin? Yeah. That's right. Would Esmeralda buy that? Okay. Dan, are you ready?
I am, yes.
Vic, I know you're ready.
I like it.
All right, Esmeralda, how about you?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Our first item up for bids. Would Esmeralda buy that? The Better TV Viewing Mug. This is suggested by our listener, Peter. Thank you, Peter. And Peedler. Peedler? That's a new name that we just made up. Peedler. Norm Crosby walked into the room again, everybody. We are now getting suggestions from listeners all the time, and you can do that, too, if you want to suggest. Just send them to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, the Better TV Viewing Mug. Never miss a minute of TV while enjoying your favorite beverage ever again. Features a sloped edge giving you incredible viewing power. Holds approximately 1 pint. It's made of plastic. It's just in time for football season. An excellent gift for the sports entranced. Currently only available for the right-handed. Oh, come on! You see how unfair the world is to us? God forbid I'm left-handed. $10.99, that's just not fair. Nothing is fair. If you're left-handed, you know what I'm talking about, people. All right. The Better TV Viewing Mug. Shall we go to Vic first?
Okay. I'm going to say no.
You're going to say? Is there a reason why you would say no?
It's probably a little out of the price range. I think it's like $10.
Well, no, the price.
I know. I'm kidding.
Price
no.
Is, okay.
I just don't think it's.
Thanks a lot, Vic.
I'm thinking that this is a little unrealistic for Esmeralda. Okay. That's all.
And Esmeralda, you are right-handed.
I am, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Of course. Everybody is. So your life is easy.
Yes, it is.
All right. All right. Okay, Dan, what about you?
Yeah, you know, with the exception of the monkeys, I don't foresee a TV show where she would be that entranced, where she would be like, I can't drink my drink right now because it'll block my TV for a whole 10
yeah.
seconds. So I will vote no as well.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to agree with that. You know, yeah, no. I'm going to say no. So that's three no's. Dan said no, Vic said no, I said no. This could be a big mistake right here. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
No.
Yes. Okay. Very good. I think that was kind of a given, right, Esmeralda? It's
just... Yeah, I kind of don't get it either.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It seems a little weird.
And I don't know if I even... I feel like I always close my eyes when I take a drink.
The idea is if you're drinking... You know, the other side of the cup will not cover the TV.
Right. I might as well just get a straw.
Yeah, that would fix everything. Although I'm thinking that this is because in the picture they have beer in the mug.
That's fine. You can drink beer.
Yeah, but if you forget and switch it over to the other hand and you drink, that's going all over.
It's
going to
spill all over. This is just a stupid item.
It's also
item.
Hazardous.
Just a stupid item. It's dangerous and it's not good. And It's leftist. It's not for left-handed people, so screw it. Because we're better than you all. All right. The Nod Travel Pillow, suggested by our listener, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. It's the ultimate travel sleep solution. Place your chin in the pillow strap, then strap the cords over the top of your car headrest or airplane seat. The over-the-top design keeps your head from falling forward, right or left. Super comfortable memory foam makes for a soft and relaxing sleep experience. The exterior is made from a unique water-repellent fabric, making it easy to clean for sleepers and for sleepers who drool. Features of Velcro interior pockets, perfect for keeping the Nod pillow cords neatly in place when not in place. The cord's breakaway design will release if sudden impact or pressure is detected. $25, the Nod Travel Pillow. And, it just, how would you describe this? Dan, how would you?
The Clockwork Orange pops to mind, you know?
It
like
just kind of holds your chin.
Right. Yeah, you know, the strap goes underneath your chin.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Vic, the Nod Travel Pillow, yes or no?
Yes.
You're going to say yes. Okay. Dan, what's your thinking on this?
I think it is a little too confining for Esmeralda. Like, I don't think she likes to have things strapped to her head when she's trying to sleep. That's, under her Mexican blanket.
That's that's right. I forgot about the Mexican blanket because they're so much warmer. So you're going to say no.
I will vote no.
I am also going to vote no. I just think this is weird, and I don't know if there's going to be much use for it for her.
I mean, she is, unfortunately, she's traveling to Boston tomorrow.
She is.
We could have ordered it for her, and she could have tried
it. She could have tested it out, but she could still get that monkey thing that you have, the monkey head, or
ostrich.
Whatever. The
ostrich.
It's in the shape of Peter Tork.
It's a giant Peter Tork head that Dan sleeps in. So that if you're in the airport and you think that there's a guy with that Peter Tork's head is largely swollen, no, that's not Peter Tork with a swollen head.
It plays folk or the other thing.
All right, so the Nod Travel Pillow, a no from Dan. No from Vic, and I'm going to make it to three.
I said yes.
Oh, you said yes. Vic, you said yes. Oh, this could be a big move. Oh, this could be a big move for
It's
for
not
Vic.
Really a big move because I went first. So it's just an accidental win there,
all
I guess.
All right. I'm saying no, Dan's saying no, and Vic is saying yes. The Nod Travel Pillow, Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Sorry, Vic. No.
Oh, all right. Well, Vic...
So you have to, I'm assuming you have to put this on before you go to sleep in the chair?
Yeah.
Well, how else would you put it on?
What are you going to sleep?
Is he going to put it on?
What's going on?
I'm just thinking like.
Just strap you up here, Esmeralda.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, okay, I'm going to strap you. I'm going to strap myself in.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Maybe fall asleep.
That's your little, that's what you got to do. You strap your skull into this device and then enjoy a nice restful sleep.
Right. I don't even like eye things. What are those? Masks? I don't even like eye masks. I don't know how this on my chin would.
Yeah, you're basically hanging yourself with a big thick
right.
pad.
It's a good idea because, you know, when your head, you're doing the whole head nod thing.
And that's right.
That would be nice, but you know.
Okay. All right, well, it's two for Dan, two for Nick, one for Vic. And we will continue. Would Esmeralda buy that after we take a break for the news, which is next.
That was so 1,000 feet high to serve with love.
Okay. Dan, we didn't... restrict an age range on this morning's Two for Tuesday, did
nope.
we? Because my guess is that every single person who requested Two for Tuesday is in their 50s or over 50. That's just a guess. That would be my guess. Because now we're listening to Lulu, to Sir With Love from the 262 area code. It's 60s morning today on the show. I don't know. How did that happen? How did it suddenly become the 60s? We got into the time capsule, into the DeLorean, and now it's 1967. All right.
Not a bad year.
No. No. Okay. We're back, and it's time to continue. Would Esmeralda buy that? So far, Dan has two, I have two, and Vic has one. And we continue now with describing the items. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
I am ready.
All right. Is everybody else ready? Vic, you need to be the ready the most.
Vic looked like he was studying the show.
Yeah, I know. Vic was really. We were looking at the camera, and Vic's got his head buried into the pages.
People are listening, you guys. You can call me out like that.
Oh, all right. Okay, are we ready?
That's fine. It's respect, Vic.
Yeah, it's exactly. You're playing the game dedicated in a very dedicated fashion.
It's a newspaper. You can't tell that it's not a newspaper.
Oh. Oh.
On me?
Yes.
Little newsmaker.
It's the Esmeralda Times.
It's the Esmeralda
Times. Esmeralda loves the monkeys.
Oh, there's a little paper boy outside.
That's right. Extra, and he goes, oh, when he wants to throw the paper. Insect, bug, and mosquito pop-up screen chair tent. This pop-up tent with a chair helps protect you from annoying mosquitoes and other insects. Keeps bugs out, but allows a breeze to flow through the fine weave mesh. Stay comfortable and dry with the waterproof roof. The tent is lightweight at only 1.8 pounds, and it easily folds into the included 19-inch diameter carrying bag, and the cost is $49.95. So essentially, you're sitting. I gotta say that this person looks like a complete idiot in this thing. That's all I'm gonna say. It's like a mesh tent that you zip up and you climb inside it and you can sit outside. I don't know. Sorry, I'm cracking up just at the visual of this. And if you want to see it, Facebook.com/NickDShow. Vic, what do you say?
No.
Okay. Vic, just a resounding no. Just a flat out no. All right. Dan?
I will also vote no. I think Esmeralda hates bug bites, but I think she would hate being in that thing more than whatever bug bite came with it.
Okay. I am also going to say no. I am also going to say no to this. It just seems like, it's like if you're the only person that's with a group of people who's outside and you're in that thing, people are going to go, what's wrong with this person?
Exactly.
What's going on? So, all right. All three no's here. Esmeralda, what do you say?
And I'll be laughing last. Yes!
You would get this?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I would be taunting everyone because I'd be like, you are in the sun and getting bug bites. I am comfortable in my mesh tent.
Wow. Wow.
Sipping a cool drink.
Wow. Okay, well, I don't. Wow, okay.
And then you wouldn't get rained on. Are you kidding me? It's perfect.
I know, but you look like an idiot.
So?
All right.
I can do that on my own.
Well, so you don't even need it. See, you don't need the tent to make yourself look like an idiot.
Just saying.
All right.
I'm used to it.
Dan 2, Nick 2, Vic 1. We all struck out on that one, man. Oh. All right. Let's continue. First of all, this needs to be seen. I would like to encourage everyone to go to Facebook.com/NickDShow and look at this item. This is the shark sushi plate. Do you love raw fish as much as a shark? Then this is the plate for you. The plate is 12 inches long and 6 inches wide. The toothy centerpiece rise 4 inches tall. The Etsy creator hand makes each plate. She also designs, signs, and numbers every one of them before drying, firing, and glazing them to a finish. So it's exclusively made. Each one is handmade. If you don't like sushi, consider chips and guacamole, veggies and hummus, or buffalo wings and dipping sauce. Now, to describe it, it's a plate. Looks like a plate, and it's got like coral reefs. It looks like the plate is on the surface of the water. and a giant, you know, Jaws-like shark head is busting up through the plate, ready to eat you. And they're handmade. Okay. Vic, what do you think? The shark sushi plate.
Is the shark mouth, like, for the sauces?
That's
that
what
you dip into?
Yeah, that's for the sauces.
I think she'd go for that.
Because, yeah, the shark, like, if you look at the picture, they've got one with nothing on it, mm-hmm. and one, and that's, I believe that's soy sauce in the, yeah. So.
I think she would go for that, and I also think I need to start making crap and selling it on Etsy, because this doesn't take a lot of talent to make that. I mean, that's.
I should add, that is sold out. That is not available.
Oh, it's sold out.
Because it is so popular.
Okay. By the way, $165, I might add.
Give me a...
Vic just now wants to make a bunch of crap and sell it on Etsy. All right. So, Vic, you're saying yes?
I think she would buy that.
Okay. Dan.
I will also vote yes. This is like the perfect Esmeralda gift. Like, it's unique, it's different, it's food involved. Yeah, that's all.
I agree with everything that Vic and Dan have said. I too say yes. So this could either be a big move or no move at all. The Sark sushi
wow.
plate. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
Of course she would.
That looks so cool.
For the record, I would totally buy it, too.
I would do like a tiki theme party.
Yeah. It's very, very cool. I don't know why I'd buy it. I never have anybody at my apartment. But I just for me.
I could have it, yeah, for yourself. And I would make the Jaws.
I would hold it in front of the mirror as I call myself Sherlock.
Oh, I would make Jaws
and be
noises.
Sad.
I'd make the Jaws theme as I put
you
food,
go,
you know.
Dun, dun,
yeah, as
dun,
you dip
dun.
It in.
Dun, 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 dun.
We're right. Gonna need a bigger sushi roll.
Hello, wait a minute now. Hold on a second. Now hold it.
Oh, that's good.
Smile, you son of a. All right. We can just do every line from Jaws if you want. You want me to do the Indianapolis monologue? Do the entire Indianapolis monologue? Okay. All right. Three for Dan, three for Nick, two for Vic. Every time we play this game, it gets to the point where one of us has to make some sort of daring move. You notice that, Esmeralda?
Right.
Because
I think Vic did it.
Yeah, Vic did it once already. Worked out well for him.
yeah, they never really.
Here's what's going to happen. Vic is going to get home. He can't wait to get out of here and just craft away when he gets home and just start selling
so
stuff
much.
Online.
I'm just
going to
take
Mod Podge.
Two random items in my house and glue them together and sell it for $165. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, sorry. Oh, man, that's funny. Okay. Are we ready for the heat-resistant oven rack guards? The heat-resistant oven rack guards. Never burn yourself taking something out of the oven ever again. These 14-inch rack guards are practical burn shield, withstands temperatures of up to 450 Fahrenheit. Okay. Leave them in the oven while you roast, bake, broil, and cook. Long-lasting silicone guards mean you don't have to constantly replace them. It's $16.95 for a set of two. Now, to explain what this is, they get placed over the edge of your oven racks, the front of your oven racks, and they, when you reach in to get a casserole out in your arm, hits the rack, the top rack or the bottom rack, you will not get burned. It will essentially save you from being burned, these oven rack guards. So, Vic, now you know, we all know that Esmeralda cooks quite frequently. And by the way, your gazpacho is delicious.
Oh, thanks.
It was really, thank you very much. You brought in gazpacho.
Thank you.
And it was delicious.
Wait, what?
Gazpacho. Gazpacho.
Did this morning with it.
What? Oh, did you? What'd you do?
I haven't tried it yet, but I butchered the name.
I don't even know what it was.
He's like, Machato.
Yeah.
Machato. But whoa! Wait a minute. You said thank you for the machato.
Esmeralda, wasn't it something?
It was something.
It looks
like
really
that.
Good though.
That, like, I forgot your machato. I'm like, what?
What? What is it? Gazpacho became machato?
I've never even had spilacho before. So I'm looking forward to those. Beautiful color.
I thought it was Gestapo.
Gestapo. I mean, Gestapo, Mustacho. What?
I almost threw it away yesterday because it's in the refrigerator. I go, what's that orange stuff in the refrigerator?
Oh, no, there's food in the refrigerator.
Don't leave. God forbid you leave food in the refrigerator because Mary, the fridge nut, is going to come in and start pitching stuff out the window.
Well, it looks a little weird. So, Vic, you better make sure you take it home.
What's weird about it? It's Mustacho. Haven't you ever seen Gestupi?
I don't know what the heck it was. It's orange.
You've never had gazpacho?
No, I'm not Italian.
Oh, my gosh. Woo.
We can't go. Hold on. We have to take a break because I'm losing my mind right now. When we come back, we'll find out if Mr. Muchacho will say yes or no. To the heat-resistant oven rack cards. Luckily, you didn't need these to make your gazpacho.
No.
No, your smasnuccio, or whatever the hell it's called. That Italian dish that you made. Oh, my God. Oh, man, the whole show is just derailed. Okay, we have to. What are we doing? We're going to weather and traffic, right?
Yes.
I don't even know where the hell I am at this point. Oh, man. Okay, I got to get it together. This is serious now. You know, weather is very serious. The boat that I row on crossed the ocean. The boat that I row on get there soon. But I got the love if you got the notion. The boat that I row, take it up to you. Yeah, Lulu. Boat That I Row by Lulu.
I only know her from AbFab. From Absolutely Fabulous. The only reason I know about Lulu. Lulu. Lulu's over there. Lulu.
Did you see the movie?
I haven't seen the movie.
It's so good.
I forgot it.
So good. Well, it was out for a minute. Nobody went to see it, but it's really funny. The AbFab movie, very, very funny. All right, let's get back to Wood Esmeralda Buy That. I'm sorry. I'm still laughing over what happened in the past segment. All right, we have to hurry up so that Vic can get home and heat his muchacho. All right. And remember, hey, Vic, I don't know if you know this. You don't heat it. You know that, right?
I was going to ask that. I was going to clarify that.
It's cold. Gazpacho is cold.
Okay. Thank you. I was going to ask you that. I don't know.
You have to bring more gazpacho in for the entire staff to see what kind of reaction.
Muchacho.
It's like, what the hell is that? All right. Okay, so the heat-resistant oven racks that guard the oven racks so that you don't burn yourself when you're getting stuff out of the oven. Vic, what do you say, yes or no?
Yes.
You say yes. Dan?
Again, much like the comforter clamp last time, like, I don't understand how these guys aren't billionaires because everybody who cooks needs this. Esmeralda cooks. She would buy it.
All right. And I agree. I do have to say this, though. It withstands temperatures up to 450. I have a question about that, because, you know, you can go above 450, and does it start to melt after 450?
But
I mean,
if you think about it, that covers almost every dish.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go above that, but covers almost.
It's the only question that I have about it. I think absolutely yes. I would get these. I want these. The only question that I have is about this temperature of like 450. If it goes above 450, what happens? That's the only question I have.
They probably pop right off. Right? I mean, they're just like
they explode.
No.
They shoot at you.
You manually remove them before you go above 450.
Right. That's what you would end up doing. But I say yes. So all three of us say yes. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
Of course you would.
Although, yeah, I don't like that whole 450.
Yeah, that's the issue that I have.
Because there's a lot of things I do at 500.
I know. Like gazpacho. No. Or muchachi. Muchachi. That's the Scott Baio makes that.
It's
a muchachi. In order to cook muchachi, you have to tie a bandana around your leg. Around your jeans while you're cooking it. All right. How about this? The toilet sink. Say it. By the way, again, pictures available on our website. You might want to look at this one. Facebook.com/NickDShow. Save the environment and space in your bathroom. The toilet tank comes with integrated hand washing basin. After flushing, fresh cold water is directed through the faucet for hand washing. The water then drains into the tank to be used for the next flush. Perfect for the cramped apartment bathroom, a cost of $499. the toilet sink. All right, Vic, what do you think?
Well, if you have an apartment, you're not going to be buying a toilet. You know, that stuff's covered in the lease. However, let's just assume you have a house, and I think she would buy this because it saves on water. It's clean water. It's not like it's coming out of the, you know. So this is a pretty novel idea.
Okay. All right. Vic says yes. Dan?
I've been agonizing over this for the last 2 hours. Because.
And he calls me out for reading.
No. So, like, I was thinking, like, all right, this would be something she would like, but it's just a step too far, just maybe a smidge too far over the line. And then she put up that post about, like, the thing where you can grow a garden using your compost and everything.
Oh, no, it's for composting in your house.
Right. So, and you're all like, oh, this will help me with my trash guilt. And, like, so I'm now, maybe she would do it. And then I'm like, no, it's still, like, it's a little too much, but I think I'm going to vote yes.
All right. I'm making the move here. All right. Vic says yes. Dan says yes. I say no. So, Esmeralda, would you buy that?
No.
Yes! The man moves in the head there. All right.
And you know what? I do like that it saves the environment and all that, but how do you want, do you have to straddle the toilet?
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
After you. That seems weird.
That's
my only reason.
Yeah.
I don't like to have
to. And it's not like, are you, you can only use that to like wash your hands. It's not like you're going to brush your teeth in the toilet sink.
Right, you would have to flush. You'd have to flush the toilet
in order to get
more water.
Yeah, it's stupid.
That seems like a waste.
Yeah. I'm with you, Esmeralda. All right.
It's neat, but yeah, I don't want to straddle the toilet.
All right. I don't want to straddle the toilet. That's why I stopped drinking. Hold on a minute now. Okay, we got time for this last one, right? All right, last one. I got 5, Dan has 4, Vic has 3.
Aw.
Vic gets mad every time we hears that. Okay, the real-time heartbeat rings. Would you like to feel close to a loved one? The real-time heartbeat ring tracks and transmits the heartbeats of one ring bearer and sends it to the other. Simply double-tap your ring, your partner's ring will light up, and then moments later, you'll feel your partner's pulse. Housings are made of stainless steel with an option to upgrade to solid rose gold. A sapphire crystal body makes them virtually unscratchable. They're water resistant and can be worn while washing your hands in your toilets. requires a cell phone with corresponding app and Wi-Fi connection. The prices range between $599 and $2,990. The real-time heartbeat rings, Vic Vaughn.
I wonder what the range is on these. It'd be kind of cool if you could... If you're a romantic and you could do it while you're at your work and your significant other is miles away, that would be cool. I don't know. Let's assume there's a long range on this thing. I would say yes.
Okay. All right. You're going to say yes?
Not a chance.
Okay.
He's all right. Not a romantic, apparently.
Yeah. All right. And I'm saying no. I'm saying no. The heartbeat rings is a big no. What do you say, Esmeralda?
I'm gonna go no.
Vic, come on.
I'm not a big ring. I don't wear rings.
All right.
Not a big, and it looks all bulky.
Yeah.
All right. Then,
do you really care if V's heartbeat is fine?
if he was like really like if he was just sickly all the time, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
I just wanted to share a text that I got from Mary Sandberg that says, the station is full of bumpkins not knowing what gazpacho is. Just wanted to share that so that they had a nice tension during the morning show today.
She's busted. Goodness.
All right. Esmeralda, well, we got you again tomorrow.
Yes.
And then you're going on vacation.
Yeah.
We'll be back. We got some crazy people coming in tomorrow night who are going to be doing magic tricks and juggling and doing all kinds of dangerous freak show stuff.
Oh, nice.
Live in studio. So prepare to go. Oh.
Oh.
All right. We'll be right back.